Good morning. Mild air remained in place overnight out ahead of a cool front across interior New York and New England. Precipitation also has been moving through, but in the form of rain showers in the milder air. As the front approaches from the west, it'll pass through the region during the morning hours and flip the wind around from the south to the northwest. This will bring an end to the precipitation across the region during the early morning hours, and drier air will begin to flow in on that northwest breeze. Temperatures will either hold steady in the 40s or slide back through the 40s and into the 30s, especially across northern New York and New England as we go through the day today. As the front continues to track off the eastern seaboard, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with high pressure settling in, and temperatures will drop back below freezing and into the 20s for overnight lows. Some places will even go back into the teens, especially in the mountains. That same high will dominate the weather tomorrow, and skies will become mostly sunny, and temperatures will be back up into the middle and upper 30s. The front will stall out along the eastern seaboard, and a wave of low pressure from the Gulf of Mexico will ride up and along it. This will bring a chance for some snow to mainly the southern and eastern part of the area from the Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley across southern New England during the early part of the day on Wednesday. If the wave comes close enough to the coast, the snow will spread to the north as well, but for right now, we'll go with some light snow south of I-90. High temperatures on Wednesday will remain in the lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday as an Arctic front approaches from the northern Great Lakes. It'll turn breezy and get much colder with highs on Thursday afternoon only in the 20s to around 30. It'll stay in the 20s with cold high pressure over top of us on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. On Saturday, a weak wave of low pressure will move through the Great Lakes and into the region. This will allow temperatures to reach the lower 30s with partly sunny skies. And yet, another Arctic front will move through on Sunday, again leaving us in the 20s for highs with scattered snow showers and a gusty northwest wind. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and even an ice storm warning is in effect for parts of the Deep South today. Colder air flowing into the lower Mississippi Valley from the north will team up with moisture from the south out of the Gulf of Mexico to produce freezing rain from northern Louisiana and southern Arkansas northeastward into western Tennessee, including Memphis. Ice buildup will create treacherous travel in locations that are not accustomed to winter precipitation. In localized areas, there may be enough ice to cause downed tree limbs and power lines. Meanwhile, freeze warnings are out for the desert southwest today and tomorrow, including the Las Vegas area, where it's in the 20s this morning. Normal lows are close to 40. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Miami, Florida, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Friday, January 4th. The last report of hail was at Nalchik, Russia, at 1 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog, and 41 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 66 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 44, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 gusting to 20 miles per hour, and a steady barometer at 29.90 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Fort Myers and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 39 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, lower 50s, Boston showers, then some late-day sunshine in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 46 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 42, that's 20 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday for the month, 3/10 of an inch, that's 7.1 inches below normal. And 13.7 inches for the season, which is now 10.2 inches of snow below normal. There were 23 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 490, and 2,752 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 66, set in 1932, and the record low, 24, below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:46 p.m., 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain showers, some snow showers later on this morning in spots. Sunshine developing as well today, with early day highs in the 40s and temperatures dropping through the 30s by this evening. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s back into the teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with early morning rain showers giving way to increasing sunshine today. Early day highs in the 40s with temperatures dropping through the 30s by this evening. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon. Early day highs in the mid-40s with temperatures dropping into the 30s by this evening. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny in the middle to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, chance of light snow, especially south of I-90. High temperatures in the middle 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, turning much colder Thursday with scattered snow showers near 30. 20s on Friday with partly sunny skies. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, lower 30s, then 20s again on Sunday with more wind and cold and scattered snow showers. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.